We're on Yud Amud Aleph, halfway through the page, where it says Iboy Luhu, or in the Hebrew English is 10:8:2, top of the page. The Gemara says like this, Iboy Luhu, we learned so far in the Gemara, Kesef is good Kedushin, Shtar is good Kedushin, B is good Kedushin. And the Gemara learned it out from all the various different psukim. So now the Gemara asks the Shaila like this, Iboy Luhu, the Shaila was asked, B and the Suyin Eisa, or Eidus and Eisa. If somebody does Kedusha with a woman through intimacy, does that do a double header, Kedushin and Nisuin? Or does it only do Kedushin? Okay? So the Gemara says, what's the difference? Like, who cares? The Gemara says, Nafkamina, the difference will be like this. L'yarsha, does a husband inherit the wife when she dies? When a man is married to a woman and she dies, the husband inherits her. But that's only after the chasana, not after kedushin. Okay, so the question is, if Bia is only kedushin, then he does not inherit her. If Bia does nesuyin also, then he does inherit her, because she's married. If she brings on her own properties from her father's house, it's called nichsin tzim barzel, nichsin milug, whatever. So what happens if she has her own properties? And she dies, so does the husband. So the din is the husband doesn't have it. But that's after wedding, not after Edison.
The question is though, for some property, she dies, I don't know.
Okay. Go ahead. Or, Ulatama law, if he's a Kayan, and she dies, can he become Tomei for her? So the din is Edison not, Nisuin, yeah. So the question is, does Bia make it Nisuin or not? Or lahafin adorel to annul her vows, right? In other words, a husband can annul the vows of the wife after the chasana. So again, the question is, does Bia do both or only one? So he's saying this. I amit nesuin. The Gemara explains. I amit nesuin eisa. If you're going to say Bia does the marriage also, then Yarsha, he inherits her mitamala. He becomes tamei for her. Mefin adorel can annul the vows. Iyamit Edison Asa, but if it only makes Edison, then Eina Yarsha, he does not inherit her. Eina Metamaloi does not become Tommy for her. And Eina Mefin Adre, he cannot nullify the vow. So this is the Gemara Shaila. So the Gemara says, what's the din? Okay, now that we know there's a difference between Nisun and Edison, what does B accomplish? Amr Abai Abai Yisrael, Toshma, I'll come and prove it to you. We learned in a Mishnah, it says like this. Avzaki Bebitei. The father of a girl who's a ketana gets a kedushin b'ketzev shtaru biyim, b'ketzev shtarim biyim. Meaning, obviously, you know, if it's biya, if he paid money for the biya, not as kedushin, he would get it. But he has the right to give his daughter over for kedushin, either with ketzev shtaru biyim. V'zake b'mitziyosa, and he acquires what she finds in the street, and what she finds, she works, meaning like this, a girl who's a ketana or a naira. Remember, ketana is until 12, naira is 12 to 12 and a half. The din is, the father gets her stuff. After she's 12 and a half, a begeris, then the father doesn't get it. Okay? So the Gemara says, the Mishnah says like this, the father gets the money of Kedushin, whether it's Ketzer Shtar, he has the rights. If she finds something in the street, he keeps it. If she works, she's a 12-year-old girl going to work, he gets the money, he can nullify the vows. And not only that, Mekabel is Gita, he can receive the get. What happens if a 10-year-old got married, and at 11 she got divorced? Who gets the get? The father gets the get.
Before 12? Any time before 12.
Before 12 and a half. But he's not, doesn't get the paydus, the yield of the property, during the time she's alive. Meaning, what happens if this ketana has a field? So the father owns the field, but not the produce of the field. Not the, what the field produces. Yes, Olav Abal, the husband has a greater right than the father, because the husband does all these things too. What she works belongs to him, what she finds belongs to him, and all that. But the addition that the husband has greater rights than the father, that even if she owns property, he can eat the paters. Okay? So what do you see from here like this? Ketani bia, or ketani nisavs. It says in the Bnei Mishnah like this, ha'av zakai, in the kudashi kasishtarim bia. Right? Then it says, when she gets married, the husband gets more. That means, bia doesn't make marriage. Because the Mishnah is saying, the father gets the kedushin of keser shtarim bia. Then the Mishnah says, when she gets married, the husband has something more. Which means that bia doesn't make nisuin. Because if bia makes nisuin, then bia makes her married already. So therefore, the Mishnah Gemara answers, you're right. Ketani nisus, when it says the word married, it means on everything else but bia. Meaning, it means keser shtar, mitzia, maisi yodeha, what she works, nullifying the vow, mekabel's git, that all, yeah. Bia, maybe, would make her married. So when it says the word nisas, it means for all the other things. So now the Gemara says, so therefore Abaye's proof is not a proof. Because Abaye wanted to prove that bia is not nisuin, because it says bia and then marriage. Is it proof bia is not marriage? So the Gemara says, no, maybe bia is marriage. Maybe bia does nisuin also. And this, that it says marriage, is on all the other kedushins, kasev, shtar, and everything else. So Amir Rava said like this, Tashma, come up, bring a different proof. It says like this, Ba'ashalashana v'yem echad, a girl who's 3 years old in one day. Now 3 years old in one day means she hits her birthday. Because if somebody's birthday, let's say, is tonight, right, even Baal Bar Mitzvah always uses the expression, 13 years old in a day. What does it mean, 13 years old in a day? The second you hit your birthday, you started already the next day. In other words, if somebody's birthday is tonight, right, let's say their birthday is Heir, and they're becoming Bar Mitzvah tonight. The 13 years is over at Shkia. Right, the day's over at Seisik Chavim. The next minute is already the next day, and Mixa Seyem Kukuli, part of the day is like a full day, so he's 13 in a day. Okay, so a girl who is 3 years old, basically, the Mishnah B'raith uses the expression always, Shalosh Shanim V'yamecha, but it means, in simple English, 3 years old, she can become his Kadeshes Babia. The Gemara says like this, don't ask me what, when, where, the Allah is, a girl becomes Bia'abul, funny word, but Bia'abul, when she's 3 years old. That's when she loses her virginity, she's not a psul anymore, and so on. A girl that was, God forbid, raped or seduced or whatever it is, under three, the Gemara says, B'suleiseho chayzris. The virginity comes back because she's not of the age of Bia. By a boy, it's the age 9. By a girl, it's the age 3. Okay? So the Baisa says like this. Mishnah, I mean. Ba'ashallah shanavim echad, a girl who's 3 years old in one day, miskadeshes b'bia, could become a kadeshes through Bia, under that knot. Not only that, Vimbala Yavam, what happened? She had to do Yibum, and the Yavam lived with her after she was 3 years old. Kana, he becomes Mamish's wife. V'chayavin alam mishum eisesheinish. And this girl has Kedushin, and somebody is Mizana with her, commits adultery with her, he gets killed. Not her, because she's underage. He gets killed.
But last week we said both of them have to be killable.
No, we said not like that. Last week said the guy gets killed, not... No. That's only one opinion of the Gemara. But the Gemara said the halacha is not like that. The Gemara said the one that is guilty gets killed. Okay, so he says, V'chayavin al mishum eisashish. Not only that, umetame is bayala. She makes her, the one that lived with her, tame. Meaning like this. If she's a nida, from the age of 3, if she became a nida, and in those days, obviously, they became nida much earlier. Okay? Today, you don't have a 3-year-old girl, b'chal, that's a nida. But, I'm saying, if she becomes a nida, the Torah says, the one that lives with her becomes tamei. That's what it says. Somebody that had relations with a nida becomes tamei. Not only that, as the Braisa continues, l'tame mishka tachten ke'oyin. Now remember, we learned that's called mishkav, that if a zav or nida sit on a bunch of blankets, there's 10 blankets, the bottom one becomes tummy just like the top one does. Right? So therefore, these are all the dinim. Now the Braisa, the Mishnah is saying, a three-year-old girl is a full-fledged woman in all these dinim. If your niece is the Kayin, and if she's married to a Kayin, if this Kayin married this three-year-old kid, a chalas betruma, she can eat truma. She's allowed to eat truma, because the wife of a Kayin is allowed to eat truma, and she's the wife of a Kayin. And if one, any one of the adulterous relations lived with her, mums and al yada, she gets killed, the guy gets killed because of her, but she doesn't, because she's not bas mitzvah. Right? You can't get killed if you're not bas mitzvah. But the guy that lived with her does get killed because he committed adultery. And if she's a Kayin's daughter, if anyone lived with her, that would passel her from kohuna, possum in a kohuna, she can no longer eat truma. Because now she lived with somebody that disqualified her from being a bas kayin, right? Like a relative or somebody she wouldn't be a guy, somebody she wouldn't be allowed to marry. So then she doesn't eat truma. So, one second. So, Lepel, what does this case say? That a girl, 3 years old, has all the dinim. Now, if you notice at the beginning, it says Miskadesh's Babia. Okay? The Yavim acquires it with Bia. Then the Mishnah says, V'imnisas l'kayin, if she got married to the Kayin. Which means the Bia is not wedding. Because if Bia makes it Kedushin and Nisuin together, why does it say Imnisas? If Bia makes Nisuin also, right? So why do you need the word nisas? So this is what it says, k'tani bia, or k'tani nisas, it says the word bia, and it says the word nisas, which means that bia is not wedding. So this is a proof to the shayla that we asked, does bia do nisuin and edison only, or edison and nisuin? So you see from here that bia doesn't do nisuin, because it says in nisas, meaning first he speaks about bia, Miskadesh is Bia and all that, and then the Mishnah says, if she got married, which means Bia didn't get her married.
What question did you just answer? I'm sorry, I didn't understand the question.
It's not a question, it's a proof.
No, I know, but...
I don't want to answer you if I don't know what you're asking.
No, you...
What?
In the case of they don't do using, they just do the thing, no?
Yeah. That's what it says. But the Yavam is kaina her with Bia.
Right.
Yeah? That's not the Gemara's question. The question is the beginning before that, Miskadesh is Bia.
Right.
It's not a question, it's a proof. Miskadesh is Bia. Right? Then it says if she got married.
I know what I'm saying. Since the
only by Yubin, you're right. By Yubin, we're not talking about.
That's what Mishnah is not talking about Nisuin.
No, because Nisuin is about Kayin. If you got married to a Kayin, then she could eat Truma. Which is mashma if she only had Bia for Kedushin. Since she can't eat Truma. Because Bia doesn't make Nisuin. From this Mishnah.
You're just saying that Bia makes Nisuin in the case of Yibum.
By Yibum.
By Yibum, right.
Because she doesn't eat Kedushin by Yibum. There is no Kedushin by Yibum.
Oh, there's no Kedushin.
No. God made the Kedushin. By Yibum, there's only Bia.
So,
wow. Huh?
So once the brother passes away...
That's ensuing. But Yibum's a whole different din.
Once the brother passes away, she's already married to the brother?
Not married. She has a... She has a chiyuv to do Yibum. Okay.
If somebody wanted to do Yibum today...
You don't let.
He has to do chalitza.
Yeah. So the Gemara... One second.
After chalitza, can he marry him?
No. It's a relative.
Well, right, it's a relative, yeah.
You know how to marry a sister-in-law.
Right, right. Okay.
So Gemara says like this. Hachi kama, this is what it means. It's not a proof. It means like this. Ihan, really, Bia, the Gemara says, makes Nisuin. So the question is, here it says Kedushin, and here it says Nisuin. So it means like this. Really, Kedushin makes Nisuin. If Bia. The Bia Kedushin. But Ihan and Nisuin, the Kainin, or the bright mission says like this. Really, Bia makes marriage. If the guy that did the Bia is a Kayin, then she could eat Truma also. But really, Bia makes Nisuin. And therefore, when it says Miskadesh is Bia, it means not only Kedushin, it means Bia also. Eight Nisuin. The Mishas are saying like this. She becomes Miskadesh is Bia. And then he says, if the guy that did the Bia is a Kayin, then she could eat Truma right away. See, we still don't have a proof. What does Bia do? Does Bia do only Kedushin? Or is it double-headed that Bia does Kedushin and Nisuin simultaneously? What?
Didn't we say before, Rabbi, that if a woman marries, have Kedushin with a Kohen, she cannot eat Terumah until she finishes the Nisuin?
We're not done yet with the Gemara. This is the next piece of Gemara. That's a Gzeirim Adrabana. We're going to... This Mamash is the next piece of Gemara.
For a three-year-old, we're saying she could eat.
Yeah.
But for a grown-up...
In Nisas... If she's married.
Through the Bia.
Yeah. If you hold Bia does Nisuin, then even an older woman through Bia, if she's Mukadashis with Bia, she can have Truma. Because that's the Chasana.
If you hold
it. If you hold it.
But there's a problem with a Bas Kohen not being able to eat Truma if she's violated.
Right.
And the second question I have is, if a Bas Kohen has to be very, has to be like ra'ui for a Kohen, and
she doesn't have to be a psula.
I understand.
No.
Okay.
She doesn't have to be a psula.
I wanted to know if he's gonna make, if he makes her psula for a Kohen by having relations with her before marriage.
No.
He can't.
If he's a Jew, not.
If he's a Jew, there's no problem.
A woman who had relations with somebody she's not allowed to marry, that psulas her for Kohen. And very, very relevant today. You know, a Kohen is looking for a shidduch, and he's trying, you know, especially if he's an older guy, he's trying to find, he has to get a girl that's not divorced, a girl that never had relations with somebody she would not be allowed to marry. Meaning either a relative, incest, or if a guy lived with her, he passes her for kohuna, because isha zayna v'chalala lo yikachu. Zayna is defined that somebody, a woman, shenivala lamisha asala, that had relations with somebody she forbidden, so he wouldn't be allowed to marry a kohen, and it would pass her from kohuna.
If she is raped, the kohuna is taken from
her. She has to divorce the husband.
You have to ask her. Don't you have to ask this woman if she had relations with a non-Jew?
It's the army. Don't ask, don't tell.
But if it's Jewish, then it's okay.
But rabbis, do
yeah.
Rabbis,
as long as it's not incestuous relations.
Rabbis, do we really ask that question to some girl?
Yeah.
They really do this?
Depends which rabbi. Tashma, come, I'll bring you another proof. Fashalach, Yechnim ben Bagbag. You know, you always read in the Mishnah ben Bagbag. It doesn't say what his name was. So the Yechnim ben Bagbag. His name was Yechnim ben Bagbag. There was only one ben Bagbag. Yechnim ben Bagbag. By the way, you know the Mefoshim say, why was he called Ben Bagbag? Because he was a Ger, huh? They say either
Ben Gimel,
Beis Gimel is Ben Ger, or Ben Ger and Gieris. They also say Bag equals Hay, which is refers to the Hay added to Avraham Avinu and to Sarah. This is the Foshim Pekir, obviously. Anyway, Yechanan Ben Bagbag sent, this is a very cute Gemara. Shalach Yechanan Ben Bagbag ate to the Abidu Ben Seder and the Sivan. They were colleagues. Yechanan Ben Bagbag sent a letter to the famous Rabbi Yehuda Ben Seder in the Tzivan. He says, Shamaiti Yalecha, I heard about you. Shata Emer, Arusa Bas Yisrael, Echelus Bitruma. That a girl who's only kedushined to a Kayin, not married, can eat Truma. So Ben Bagbag sends a letter to Rabbi Yehuda Ben Seder, says, did you say such a thing?
They're getting married in a year.
Yeah, but how can you say that this Arusa with Kedushin Yudamid Beis?
Yep, and we're about
about 8 lines in the top.
First line is
10 lines maybe. Shalach Lei, so Yudamim Seir answered him, V'ati Yata Eimer Kain. You don't agree with that? He's playing with him. Muchskani Bach, you have a chazaka, shata baki b'chadri teira, that you're expert in the secrets, in the chambers of teira, lidrish kavachaymer. He says, they tell you about you that you're a great guy, you know how to make a kavachemir. So if you know how to make a kavachemir, you have to agree with me. Why? No, he says like this. He says like this. What's a kavachemir? The din is as follows. If a kohen buys a shiksa as a slave, very interesting, she can eat truma. If you own a Jewish slave, the Jewish slave cannot eat truma, because the kohen doesn't own him. A shivcha kananis, or eved kanani, you own. So therefore the Torah says, they could eat truma, but an eved ivri can't. Okay, but anyway, it says like this. A shivcha kananis, how do you acquire shivcha kananis? With money. You don't acquire her with bia. Okay?
What's the
relationship? You see, can't be kainah with bia. You kainah with money. See, Kavachim goes like this. What if a shivcha kananis? Shein biyasa machila betruma. That having bia with her doesn't allow her to eat truma. Right? Yet, kaspa machilasa betruma, buying her with money, allows her to have truma. Right? So what's stronger? Money is stronger than bia.
In this case.
Because money allows, if you buy her with money, she becomes your slave, and then she could eat truma. If the guy goes over to the shivcha kananis, doesn't buy her with money, has bia with her, she can't eat truma. Right? So, zu, a woman, the wife of a kayin, shabiyasa machilasa betruma, that bia makes her eat truma when he marries her, ain't a din, shakaspa machilasa betruma, for sure money should allow her to eat truma, meaning kedushin. Sounds like this. A shivcha kanainis, bia does not allow it to eat truma, but money does. Right? Which means, money is stronger than bia. Right? Bia, she cannot eat truma, the shivcha, and the money, when you buy her, she could eat truma. So what's stronger? Money is stronger than bia. So Mrs. Kayan, who through bia allows her to eat truma, then money, which is stronger, meaning the money of Kedushin, should for sure allow her to eat truma. Because this woman is better than the shivcha. Shivcha you cannot acquire with bia, but money allows it to eat truma. So this woman that is acquired with bia to eat truma, for sure money should allow her to eat truma, meaning the kesef of Kedushin should allow her to eat truma. So the Yudah Ben Seder says to Ben Bagbag, says, you're asking me, how can an Edison eat truma? I'm showing you how. There's a Kavachaymer. The Kavachaymer says that she is allowed to eat truma, but Avama asks, what should I do? Shari Amru Chachamim. The Chachamim said she's not allowed to. In other words, like this. Rabbi Yehuda Ben Seder says, Min HaTeira, a girl who's kedushined, not married, kedushined with a kohen, Min HaTeira could eat truma. Why? From where? From the Kal V'chaimer. If a shivcha could eat truma, Kol Shekein Kedushin can allow a woman to eat truma. But the problem is, the Chachamim said no. It's a gzeira mid Chachamim. Why? So Ula said, we learned this before in the Gemara, Ula said a very simple thing. She's not married yet, so where is she living? In her father's house. Her father is a Yisrael. Her brother is a Yisraelim. If her chosin is going to give her truma to eat, she's going to give it to the Yisraelim to eat. Free food. So they're going to want it to eat, and they're not allowed to. So the Chachamim said that even though, this is what the Rebbe the Mesedah says, so you're asking me, you heard about me, that I said a woman could eat truma if after Kedushin. So the Rebbe the Mesedah says, you're 100% right, that's what I said. Min HaTeira, she could eat truma after Kedushin. But what should I do? The Chachamim say no. This is the Braise. Okay? So now the Gemara is trying to find out again. But
what's the kavuchim? The fact that she's married, or the fact that there was a monetary transaction?
If kesef can allow a shivcha to eat truma, for sure kesef and kedushin can allow a woman to eat
tumah. Kesef, not the fact that she's mekudesh.
So the money of kedushin.
It's the money.
Where's kalachomer? It comes from Moshe
Sinai. No, kalachomer. Everybody can make their own. That's why you can't punish. You can't give punishment based on the kalachomer.
But not anyway.
Why not? Everybody can make it. It might be right or wrong. So you can make it. Kavachim, no. If you refute it, it's refuted. If you don't refute it, it's good. So the Gemara says nothing like this. Hey, Chidami, what money and B are we talking about here? The Gemara is using this Braisa to prove again if B does Nesuin also or just Kedushin. So he says like this. Ibe B'ayde Chupa. If it's a bia, intimacy that comes together with chupa, and you're talking about kesef shayidei chupa, where there's chupa also together with kesef. In other words, if you're talking about there's a chupa in both cases, tavaya mechul achra, of course she can eat truma, because she's married. They had a chupa. El also, therefore, it's not, that's not what the braisa can mean. Ella bebia shayidei chupa. It must be speaking a case where bia was with the chupa, and kesef is shaloy ayidei chupa, and there was only kedushin, meaning the bia had chupa, but the kesef only had kedushin. So Gemara says, of course, there's a difference. Hacha tarti. So you know why bia she can eat truma, because it was bia and chupa. How do you know kesef, which is only kesef, only kedusha, she can eat, there was only kesef, there was no chupa. Ela lafsi, we must say, it's speaking, bebiya shalai ayde chupa, there was no chupa, only bia, and kesef didn't have chupa. So what do you say? We're going to see that bia does nesuin. This is a little gedreit, let's say. But once you get it straight, it's very simple. The Gemara says like this. There's a kal v'chaymer. If bia can let her eat truma, money for sure. Okay? So Gemara is talking about what type of bia are we talking about here, and what type of money are we talking about here. If they both had chuppah, of course she can eat truma. She's married. If bia had a chuppah with it, and kesef had a chuppah with it, meaning kedusha was followed by a chuppah, for sure, then she's married. To say that bia was with a chupa, and money was without a chupa, meaning only kedushin. So, of course, there's a bia key, because there's chupa and bia. Okay, so we must say, speaking like this, only bia and only money. Right? What's the kal v'chaymer? If bia allows her to eat truma, money for sure should. Right? Now, why is B allowing her to eat truma? If there was no chuppah, what was the bia? Kedushin. So what do you see from here? That the bia of kedushin makes her married, that she's allowed to eat truma. What did they say in the kal v'chaymer? If bia allows her to eat truma, kesef for sure should. Right? Now, if bia was only bia only with kedushin, the Mishnah is saying a statement that she can eat truma. Why could she eat truma if there was no chasana? So we must say that the bia accomplishes both things. It accomplished kedushin, and it accomplished nesuin. Right? This is what I was going to say now inside. If you're saying that bia does also marriage, that's why it's simple in the kal v'chaymer. It's obvious that alima ban bia mikasef, why bia is better than kesef. Because bia does kedushin and nesuin, and money will only do kedushin. But eli yamet kedushin aisa, but if you say bia only makes kedushin, so who says bia allows it to eat truma? Maybe not. He says, ma'ishin ha'ocha de pshitale. How do you know for sure that bia makes her eat truma and ma'ashin ha'ocha de mesapli, but money is in doubt? You know, the Gemara elaborates. I don't know why the Gemara needs to elaborate as much as it does when it's it's very clear. The kal v'chaymer of the Mishnah is very, or Braisa, whatever it is very simple. It's speaking about bia of kedushin and kesef of kedushin. And the Kal Vachomer goes like this. If B allows her to eat Truma, Kesef for sure should. Why? Because by Shivcha, Bia doesn't, and money does. Right? If you have Bia with the Shivcha, she can't eat Truma. If you buy her with money, she could eat Truma. Right? So money is stronger than Bia. So now let's go back to the woman. If Bia allows her to eat Truma, money, Kedushin of Kesef, for sure allows her to eat Truma. Right? So Gemara says, what Bia are we talking about here? Bia with a chuppah? Of course she can eat Truma, she's married.
That's much stronger.
See, he's speaking about Bia without chuppah. Just Bia for Kedushin. We're talking about Bia only for the sake of Kedushin. Yet, what do we see? That Rabbi Yehuda ben Seira holds simply that Bia for Kedushin allows it to eat Truma. Why? Because obviously Bia makes the wedding. Bia not only makes Kedushin, it makes Nisuyin also. Kesef only makes Kedushin. So then the Kal Vachomer makes sense. What do we see from this whole lengthy, simple story? That Bia of Kedushin not only accomplishes Kedushin, it accomplishes marriage also. So if Bia makes him married, he could become Tommy for her, she can eat Truma, she can, her whatever she owns belongs to her, him, and, he can become Tommy for her if he's a Kohen. So all these things prove, from the story of Yehuda ben Seira, that Bia allows it to eat Truma, even though it was only Bia as Kedushin. Which shows Bia accomplishes both things. Kedushin and the Nisuin. But
how could he get married in the Shukha?
He can't. The Gemara said, what happens if he did?
Well, he
can. Okay, he can marry Shivcha.
Even the Israel can marry Shivcha.
Right.
Why?
No, the Gemara says, what happens if a Kohen came and had Bia with the Shiksa? Can she eat Truma?
Oh, she's unmarriageable.
That is not a marriage. Does not allow to marry a Shivcha.
But does he acquire her?
No. He does.
He's not doing that in
a... I'm asking, if a guy wants to kind of a Shivcha.
Yeah.
And he's... Oh. Forget a kind you saw. A guy says, okay, I'm going to buy this Shivcha. You know I'm going to acquire? He's a scholar. He says, you know, you acquire a woman with Bia. This is a woman. You know what? I'll have Bia with her and she'll become my slave. It's worthless. Because there's no Kedushin by a guy. There's no Nisuin by a guy. Right? If a Jewish man, I'm sorry, if a Jewish woman is married to a guy, and then they split, she doesn't need a get from him to marry a Jew. Right? A Kohen, she can't marry because she lives with a guy. But you don't, because there's no Kedushin. There's no marriage between Jew and guy. What's interesting is, between guy and guy, there is marriage. One of the Gilei Arayis, the seven mitzvahs b'nei neich, right? One of them is Gilei Arayis, right? One of them is, if a guyish man commits adultery with a married shiksa, who's married to somebody else, they get killed, right? Gilei Arayis applies to a guy also, right? There's no chasana. So along between Goyim, there is marriage. But between a Jew and a guy, there's no marriage. There's no marriage between, the Gemara is going to say later in Kedushin, learn that from Pesukim. There's no marriage between Jew and guy.
A man, a woman, a man, whatever.
What?
A Jewish woman and a man.
Anyway.
But even
they don't need a get. There's no Chaim Rabbeinu Gershon also.
When a Goyish couple, they don't have never get or whatever.
What?
A divorce contract.
If the Goyish law says they're divorced, then they're divorced. Yeah. But for a guy, I mean, Eishes Ish is one of the Arayis that is also for a guy, right? So what does it mean Eishes Ish by a guy? If the government accepts them that they're married, then she's a married woman. The government said they're divorced. then they're divorced.
So this is one of the cases that we do not follow the law of the land. They say it's a good marriage, we say it's not.
Yeah.
It's against Torah. It's always.
Huh?
Some things against Torah, we never follow.
Well, the truth is.
Do you know the opposite?
The truth is, some rabbis were not. Let's say a woman was married to a guy. Okay? A Jewish woman was married to a guy. And then they broke up. And now she wants to marry a Yiddish guy. But she doesn't have a divorce, a civil divorce from the first husband. Some rabbis wouldn't do the wedding. Minatayra, you could do the wedding. But because the government says they're still married, right, they wouldn't do the wedding. Even though the government doesn't acknowledge the Jewish wedding as a chasana either. Right? So you're not really going against the government law of marrying a woman who's married. Because they don't consider a chuppah marriage. Right? So but they wouldn't do it politically, they wouldn't do it.
Because the problem's going to arise.
Who knows what can happen to the husband? I mean, whatever. You know, you don't...
The woman doesn't allow women to marry two men.
It's called polygamy in America.
Yeah, that's true.
No, the government doesn't. The Mormons do it.
They stopped it in 1880. They stopped it before they came to stay. That's one reason they came to
stay. Huh?
One woman, two men. It's the opposite of that.
Yeah, they do.
But the situation was, when Utah became a state, they were forced to stop it. But there's some people who just don't do it.
Right.
This is the problem in the California now that once you, with the ship, you're talking about Kenyan. And the other one is talking about the swing. How do you make a California?
One second. The Gemara is going to say something with what you're about to say. So Lepel, seemingly we have a proof that Bia makes Nisuyin also, because it 10b2, end of the, closer to the end of the page, last paragraph. So Amr Rav Nachman Yitzchok, I'll tell you that it's not really a proof. I'll really tell you, speaking here, Bia with chuppah. And money is without chuppah. Ah, you ask me, then this is two, and this is one. Of course, Bia is better than Kesef, because Bia has Bia and chuppah, and this only has one. And you said, Hocha Tati has two things, Hocha Chada. He says, Kavachaymer Mia Isa, there's still a Kavachaymer. And he said like this, Vahacha Shalachlei, this is what Rabbi Yehuda ben Seira sent to Rabbi Yechonah ben Bagbag. Omar Shivcha B'Kananis. What happens if a Shivcha Kananis? Shem Biyos and Machilas B'Truma, intimacy with her does not allow her to eat Truma. Even if she has a Chuppah. In other words, if a guy took a Shivcha Kananis, had Biyah with her, and made a Chuppah. With the Shiksa. She still can't eat Truma. Right? So, yet. Kesef allows it when you buy her. She could eat truma even if she didn't have a chuppah. Zud, this woman, the wife of a kain, that bia through chuppah allows her to eat truma. So for sure, Kesef allows her to eat truma. In other words, it's like this. By shivcha kanainis, if she had chuppah and bia, she can't eat. But money, if you buy her with money, she could eat truma. So a woman, the wife of a kain, who has bia and chuppah, which allows her to eat truma, money for sure should make her eat truma. Just like the shivcha. Ava ma'erse, what can I do though? Shari amr chachamim ein arusa, bas yisrael echelos betruma, that a bas yisrael, who's in kedushin to a kohen, cannot eat truma, achi tuchanis l'chuppah, until she goes to the chuppah, because of Ulus din. What was Ulus din, like we said before? We're afraid she's going to give her family truma, and they're not kohenim, and they're going to eat truma, and it's a big punishment with them. So now the question is, why doesn't Ben Bagbag like this Kal v'chaymer? Ben Bagbag sends a letter to Yudah ben Seira. I heard that you said a woman could eat truma with kedushin. So Ben Bagwa gets an answer back from Yehuda Ben Seder. He says, come here, I thought you know how to make a Kal V'chaymer. I'm showing you a Kal V'chaymer that biblically a woman should be able to eat truma, right? Now, Ben Bagwa doesn't hold it that Kal V'chaymer. Because he screamed at Rabbi Yehuda Ben Seder for saying that a woman, after Kedushin, can eat truma in a Torah. So Gemara said, what's wrong with the Kal V'chaymer? What does Ben Bagbag not like about the Kal V'chaymer? So he says like this, and this is what you seem to say. By Shivcha Kanainis, when you pay money, that's all you need to do. You got her completely. Here, Bia is not enough because you need Chuppah too. But Mabba said, you can't make a Kal V'chaymer from Bia to Kesef. Bia doesn't do it by a woman because you need Chuppah. And money by a Shivcha does it all. She's automatically acquired.
She doesn't become a wife, then she becomes a servant.
Right. But anything that you want to acquire her for is acquired with money. If you want to acquire a wife, Bia for Kedushin is not going to be enough. You're going to need Chuppah too. So money is stronger than Bia. The whole Kal V'chaymer was Bia stronger than money. I mean, the money is stronger than Bia. But in this case, you know why money is stronger than Bia? Because money finishes the Kenyan. You buy a Shivcha, you give money, you acquire her as a Shivcha. Whatever you want to acquire her for, you acquire. And Bia doesn't acquire, because you need Chuppah.
But I thought that's tantamount to Nisun.
No, that's the Gemara's question. Is it or isn't it? So we still don't have a proof.
This is what Ben Bagbag holds.
Ben Bagbag holds it's not a Kal V'chaymer. Which, by the way, is very logical. Because, according to Ben Bagbag, the Kenyan of Kesef is very strong by a Shivcha for one reason. Because that acquires her completely. The whole Kenyan is done with money. By a woman, Bia is not enough. You need Chuppah also. So Bia is also not going to be... Or for that matter, even money of Kedushin is also not complete.
By itself.
By itself. You can't live with a woman if you give a Kedushin. You need to have a Chuppah. But to buy a slave, you pay money, she's your slave. Completely.
So bottom line, if somebody is Kedushin, doesn't matter which method, she cannot eat her.
Midrabal or not.
Right.
Right.
When Torah says your servant can eat it, does after you have it to eat it?
Goyish your servant. That you own and acquire.
You have to own and acquire? It can't be like a day worker?
No. That's what he said. Eved Ivri. Even Eved that you buy officially, but you don't own him. Kind of. That's the difference between Eved Ivri and Eved Kanani. Well, a lot of differences. Eved Ivri, you own his work of 6 years. But you don't own him. If he has kids, Jewish kids, you don't inherit those kids. Right? When you buy a Shivcha, you or an Eved Kanani, that person is owned by you. His kids are yours. Everything of his is yours.
Also 6 months?
No. Eved Kanani is permanent. In fact, you're not allowed to free him.
Why do you suggest Midrabanan? We just said according to Ben Bagbag, the Kal V'chaymer fails.
No.
There is no proof from Midoraita that...
Oh, you mean according to Ben Bagbag, even Minatayri couldn't. Yeah. Yeah, you're right. Even Minatayda, a woman with Kedushin cannot eat Truma. According to Ula and Rabbi Yehuda Ben Seira, it's only Midrabanan that a Kedushin cannot eat Truma. According to Ben Bagwa, you're right. According to Ben Bagwa, it's also Minatayda for Kedushin, for a woman Kedushin to eat Truma.
It seems a little weird. You can't get your Jewish male servant to cohabit with your shiksa.
It's
to have babies for work, to work with.
That they keep, and you keep them, because they're goyim.
Or without marrying.
Right. And only if you had a wife.
Only if you had a wife.
A Jewish one. Eved Ivri works 6 years, 24-6. Shabbos, he's off, right? He works day and night. So the Gemara says, how does he work day and night? So he said, day he works. At night, if he's married, and only if he's married, this is the Pasuk in Mishpatim, the master can give him a shiksa to reproduce with. The kids belong to the master because they're goyim. And that's it. After 6 years, he's done with her. No get necessary.
Why only if he's married?
Huh?
Why only if he's married?
Very well, it's exactly because the logic is simple. We're hoping if he's married, he's in love with his wife, not with the shiksa. So he's going to want to go after 6 years back to his wife. Mm-hmm. Right? If he's not married, then he'll fall in love with the shiksa and he'll want to stay vavad elohim. Mm-hmm. Get a little pierce ears, you know, in the drill and stay with the shiksa.
And even that's for 50 years, right?
Right. Until you're evil.
But not very good. By Shifu Knanis or...
Shifu Knanis is ad elohim, forever.
Not
yet. No, they get inherited. If a man owes a goyish slave and he dies, the kids inherit the slave.
Is this what's going to come back when Moshiach comes?
We'll see about it.
I don't know. Jew will steal and he won't be sold as slaves. Right?
Could put the request.
No, he asked about goyish slaves.
Oh. Why?
Vamdu zarim v'ra'u tzeinchem. We don't have to buy him, they'll do it for free.
Why have a Jewish servant produce kids for them? Why not have a goyish servant? You know,
I'm saying that the chiddush is that even a Jewish servant could.
It's a chok, right?
Yeah. I mean, again, there's a logic here, but it's a chok. Yeah. Okay, Ravina Amar, there's another way of refuting the proof that we said before. He said like this: Midaraisa mifshe pshita leidochla. Even Ben Bagbag, and this changes what we just said. Even Ben Bagbag would hold Minateira, she could eat. That wasn't Ben Bagbag's question. Umidrabanan hu shalachle. And he said, he thought, Ben Bagbag, that Rabbi Yehuda ben Seira held even Midrabanan Kedushin allows you to eat Ruma. That's what bothered him. Vahachi shalachle. And this is what Ben Bagbag sent to Rabbi Yehuda ben Seira. Shamati Allah Shata Imarusa Bashisra Khalid Bitruma, that you hold she's allowed to eat truma, Vilaychaishtala Simfing. And you're not concerned that they might annul the Kedushin and she's back to a Yisro. Meaning like this. Huh?
That's a possibility.
It's called Kedusha Tois. I mean, today is very difficult to annul a wedding.
Would that be considered a gerushin?
1 second. There's a concept like this. If a man marries a woman, and then he finds out certain blemishes that were not open blemishes, that you could say, listen, he saw it. You know, she has a big nose. Listen, you saw it. You accepted it. You can't come along later and annul the vow. But what happens if she has covered blemishes that the man couldn't see? And later he came and said, listen, I didn't marry the woman on these terms. Okay? So sometimes, not nowadays, sometimes Bezdin was able to annul the Kedushin. Okay? So now he says like this. He says, how could you say Midrabanan? A woman could eat Truma after Kedushin? Because that's what Ben Seder thought, Ben Bagba thought that the beautiful Ben Seder said, that even Midrabanan, she can eat Truma after Kedushin. He said, well, aren't you afraid that something might go wrong? And they annul the Kedushin. That means retroactively she was never engaged to the Kohen. And that means that Yisrael was eating Truma. You're not afraid of that? That's what he asked him. Shalach Lei, so the Rebbe of Seif sent him back. The Ata Yata, I'm okay. You don't agree with me. Again, the same thing. I know that you're an expert to learn Kavachemer. He says like this. He makes the same Kavachemer like before. What if a Shivcha Kananis? Shein biyasim achilasim betruma. That Bia doesn't let her eat Truma. Yet, Kasper, when you buy her, she can eat Truma. And we're not afraid, Chashin and Lesimfein. Maybe, by a slave, you'll find a blemish in the slave. You'll undo the transaction, and then you had a shiksa eating truma. So what do you see from there? We're not afraid of that. So the same thing. Zu, Shabiyasa machilasa betruma. Ein adin shekasma machilasa betruma v'leinechesh l'simfing. Say like this. The Kavuchim is in a different style. Just like Shivcha, with money, can eat truma, even though there's a possibility that we might annul the deal, and then she's really a shiksa, not married to a kohen, no kedusha, not owned by a kohen, because of shivcha, right? Yet we're not afraid you're going to annul the deal. So how much more so by kedusha? We're not afraid you're going to annul the deal. Avo ma'aseh, but what should I do? Sha'am rechacham rechachamim said, Arusa bas Yisrael einichelus betruma, that an Arusa can't. Ad shetichonis l'chupa, until she gets married. Why? Mishuma Ula, because of Ula's case. She might give the family, to eat truma.
In case of Shifa is different
Why?
Because Shifa, you buy her, at that time you owned her, now you want to sell her, you sold her, right? At that period of time it was yours. But annulment is like it never happened.
Right. Okay, the one is going to answer a little differently. The one is going to say, 1 second. Ben Babwa, so why doesn't Ben Babwa hold of this Kavu Chaymer? He says, Simfim Bavodim Lesva. There's no problem of annulling a deal by a slave. Why do you buy a slave? To work? What you see is what you got. Why were you afraid you're going to find out something, a hidden blemish of the Evid? Why should this thing exist? You're not marrying the guy. He sounds like this. Imum Shibagaloi. Why isn't there a symphon? Why isn't there afraid of nullification by an Evid? These are very simple. If it's an open blemish, hakachazali, you see it. Imishumumu Shibasaysad. Hidden parts of the body? My nafkalay mine, who cares? Well, it's not a beauty contest. It's a mlacha kaboyle. Right? Who cares? So Gemara says, and then maybe the guy, maybe he found out he was a ganef. Mm-hmm. He says, nims a ganef a kapustis. If you found out later the guy was a kidnapper or a ganef, you deserve it for buying such a person. You should have checked into his background. My amrit, what are you going to say? List of mazuyin and nichtav lamalchus. He was an armed robber or a person that the government sentenced. Hanukkah, everybody knows about that. Okay? In other words, like this. If you find out, he says like this. Rashi explains like this. Most avodim are ganef. The Gemara says, stam avodim are ganef. Because they always steal. So Gemara says, what do you find out that he was a ganef? You deserve it. You don't know if it's a ganef. If he's a government wanted guy, and the wanted list of the FBI, so everybody knows about that wanted list of the FBI. So Ben Bagui says, there's no simfin by an Evid. Why? He's there to work.
As is.
If there's an open blemish, obviously you saw, the guy's missing a hand, and you're buying him as an Evid, so obviously the guy doesn't have a hand. A hidden blemish, he has a birthmark somewhere, who cares? You're buying him for work. He's a ganef. You're supposed to know he's a ganef. Every Evid is a ganef. Like, what are you afraid of? So therefore, Ben Bagbog holds it's not a Gzeira Shavu at all.
Can I ask you a question about the Kiddushin that's in some cases based in can annul? This is not a case of Gerush. It's just Lamafriya. It's
not get. It's retroactively nullifying the Kiddushin. So now the Gemara says like this. Michti. Bein Lamar, both according to Ben Bagbag and according to Rabbi Yehuda B'Seira, Loi Ochle, she doesn't eat after Kedushin until she's married. My Benai, what's the difference? What's the difference if it's Ula's reason, or we're afraid of a symphon that maybe they'll annul the Kedushin retroactively? Mars is very simple. Ika Benai, the difference will be, Kibu Masav HaHalach. If the man accepted to marry the woman regardless of any blemish. He says, I accept to marry this woman regardless of any blemish. So then you're not afraid he can annul the wedding. So according to Ben Bagbag, she wouldn't be allowed to eat truma. According to Ula, that she might give truma to the family, that still applies. So the difference between Ben Bagbag, in other words, two reasons Bottom line is, midrabanan kedushin does not allow a woman to eat truma. Why? Two reasons. Ben Bagbag says the reason is she might find a blemish in the woman. He might find a blemish in the, and it'll undo the marriage, the kedushin. So then she was never kedushin to a kain. Rabbi Yudim Memseir says the reason, like Ula, because she might give the family. What's the difference? She can't eat anyway. So the Gemara says the difference would be if he accepted to marry her on any blemish possible. So we're not afraid that he's going to annul the marriage, the kedushin, because he can't. He accepted as is. Take it as is. You have her as is. But by Ula, that still will apply. She might still give truma to the family, and they're not koyanim, and kai Yisraelim will end up eating truma. So these are the two opinions of the Gemara. Okay.